Well, good afternoon, everyone, and blessings to each of you for taking in this day. I'm thoroughly blessed. I'm inspired. Had my communication toes stepped on this afternoon, but very much appreciated Matt and Cars and Bears topics. And thank you, everyone, for sharing what you did today. It's been a real blessing. And you've been an amazing group, some here for the first time, some coming back on a regular basis, and we just thoroughly appreciate your support. It's what makes this worthwhile to put the effort in, and I appreciate, and a big thank you to everyone putting this together. It doesn't happen from naught. There's so many people to thank. I won't get everyone covered, but you know who you are, and on behalf of the board, thank you very much. I don't want to take a lot of time here, just move through a couple changes that have taken place and some things we've been able to take in. In December, we were together as a board and the advisors. And Merle Burkholder and Colin Shans had let out, collaborated a series of exercises that we could work through, and I really appreciated that time. It helped us grow together and bond a bit and just draw some vision for where we want to go or what we want to do. And through this, we were able to draw up this purpose statement. Inspiring people to honor God through business. And so yeah, I just trust that everyone can be inspired today. I don't think you should need to leave without being inspired. I truly was, and look forward to live that out. Then we had worked through and developed a core business outline, and Colin shared this morning, and I appreciate that he did, and the time we could share is just going through the exercises to come out with these statements. Is the process itself is just good. We equip businesses and organizations with biblical teaching, practical resources, and networking that strengthen Anabaptist Christian principles. So yeah, this year I want to thank the board for adopting a new process, for electing a new board member. Previously, we would have collected ballots today, and it was an exercise and a half, and now you have the option to make a suggestion in your book, and I encourage you to do that, and take a minute to give a name. If you know of someone that could fill that role well, we would be interested to hear. And we'll use that list of names in the process for a new board member selection. And how is ABA engaged in the local community? Most of you can see in your books, we have seminars, the annual business seminar, which you're taking in today, and then the biennial deacons and financial advising seminar, which happens every other year. And then business advising is something that is available, and you can tap into by contacting the office. There's five men that are currently doing it on a part-time basis, and look forward to help out where anyone is looking for mentorship or support in their business. Then we have the two-day workshops, and you have a sheet in your book there. We encourage you to share if there's any particular ones that you'd like to see might help us or the admin team decide which one they want to work on or have as a future option. If you have another one you'd like to see, please feel free to suggest any other workshop options that you'd like to potentially see being made available. Fraud aware was another thing that we had looked at and had connected with a company from the US. And it's an organization that was taken or has taken the initiative to provide resources to help draw awareness to daily fraud activity. And I'm sure most of you are aware there's no shortage of phone calls and different tactics that they're using to try and dupe us into handing over money. And we are blessed to have this material donated and available free of charge. So please help yourself. And I see there's some books there now yet. Help spread the awareness. Unfortunately, this is a topic that's not going to be going away anytime soon. So we just felt it's an appropriate place to share it. It just seems like a relentless amount of ways that they seem to come up with to see if they can't reverse engineer a standard monetary transaction and put it into a way that we're going to follow through with the process and somehow the money will end up in their account. So yeah, just it's an awareness I think that's valuable to discuss and share anything we can learn and know and help each other through it. So I think that's pretty much it for updates. I don't have a whole lot more. I just want to give you time to, if you have any payment questions or receipts for today, there's the email, info@ababweb.ca, and a phone number. If you haven't got that available, please jot it down. And I also want to take the time just to thank the young people that have come out, some of the students and younger men and women who have taken in this day. Your interest and willingness to come and see what it's about. I know it's probably something that might feel like it's over your head or more than what you're totally going to understand, but I just want to share a little story that I thought might help relate a few little analogies that I want to draw from it. And it was a story that John Maxwell had used in one of his earlier books on I don't remember which one, but there was a story where that he used about fishing. And there was a young lad that went fishing, and not too far downstream was an older man, and he started observing this young fisherman and was wondering what's going on. He watched his young lad reeling in his fish, and he'd hold them up and he would look at them, and if it was a small fish he would keep it, if it was a big fish he would throw it back in the water. And well, this carried on for a couple hours, and then finally it got the best of him, and then he went over and he struck up a conversation with this young lad, and he said, "Hey, you're having a fine day fishing there, aren't you?" He said, "Oh, yeah, it's been a good afternoon," he said. And he said, "Well, but there's one thing that puzzles me. And he said, I see when you catch a small fish, you keep it. But when you catch a big fish, you throw it back in the water. And he said, why is that? And I said, oh, he said, well, that's real easy, he said, because I have a 10-inch frying pan. And that story just kind of stuck out to me in the past. It comes to me in a number of different ways. But when I think of you coming today and maybe thinking this stuff is a bit over your head and you don't know what you're going to take home, well, I encourage you to don't limit yourself with a 10-inch frying pan. And just take it home, slice and dice it, use what you can. You don't know what you can use in a year, 10 years from now. Build on it. When it comes to personal growth, we can't stretch ourselves enough. But when it comes to maybe business structure and business planning, like Colin was sharing this morning, this is where I struggle. I can have shiny object syndrome, and I can maybe come home and have a big fish that I think we should be frying at. But our business structure and plan isn't ready for that yet. In that scenario, it's probably better if we just take the correct size fish home and let the process take its place first. But I'll leave that with you, and thank you for coming out and making this an excellent day. Again, thank you everyone who had part in it and made it an excellent opportunity for us to grow.